The Shelby County Health Department now expects the number of COVID-19 cases here to double every 5 to 7 days, even as stay-at-home orders take effect countywide. As WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, local health officials say that a long-term shutdown is likely.
Here's the best timeline for an aggressive clampdown on activities that spread the virus.
So you're talking at least, 4 weeks to 8 weeks before we begin to see that particular efforts around staying at home or safer at home are going to have impact.
That's Health Department Director Elisa Haushalter.
So my personal opinion is that it would be difficult to return to normal within 2 weeks.
2 weeks is the amount of time President Trump suggested is needed to loosen restrictions to help the economy. Many state and local officials are scoffing at the plan. According to a study presented to local health officials and reported by the Commercial Appeal, a best-case scenario for the Memphis metro area in which people adhere to regulations would lead to about 13,000 infections and 70 deaths. Disregarding the shutdown could put Shelby County's death toll in the thousands. On Tuesday, Haushalter did not specifically address the figures, but said those estimates are based on at-risk populations, including the elderly and those with chronic conditions.
That's worst-case scenario. And there's a wide range of, we may not have a significant impact to an extreme significant impact. And it's really intended to prepare us for assisting hospitals in the event they need additional assistance.
Today, Governor Bill Lee said he's evaluating data from various areas of the state to determine whether a statewide shutdown is necessary. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.